In January, Woodland Park was the nation's first district to adopt a conservative civics education program that had already been rejected by the state. A teacher at Woodland Park Middle School, Anna Hand, says she's terrified to vocally oppose the local board. One of its latest policies says no employee can be interviewed by media without prior consent from the superintendent. She's one of 81 teachers risking insubordination by putting their names on a letter that calls for the district to reverse its decision.
They've been so much ignored and pushed aside, and so I'm hoping there's a willingness to listen and to come together and to discuss ideas, even if they are different from what our current board and superintendent have already decided.
At this point, that district's already lost about 40% of its teachers, including mental health and social workers. In a statement, the district says it stands by its decision and is disappointed in teachers who spoke to reporters Thursday. I'm Jim Williams.